hearing is conditional use number 2395, Breezabella Land Group LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a distribution warehouse to be located on a 10.89 acre portion of a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Sussex County, containing 71.12 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Park Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 318, at the intersection of Park Avenue and Cedar Lane, which is Sussex County Route 321A. The 911 address is 22318 Cedar Lane, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135. Map 20, parcel 8100. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a soil evaluation report. We have a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a deed for the property. And I would note that we have received one comment, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. Okay, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf, so you may have the floor. Give us your name first.
Hello, I'm Doug Wade, the owner of Breezabella Land Group, as well as the owner of the site. The property is located on Park Avenue in Sussex County and is currently zoned AR1. We're seeking conditional use approval for the 10.896 acre portion of the property for construction of a distribution warehouse facility. We selected this area of the property based on the fact that it's the furthest away from our neighbors that would not require the destruction of the forested area of the property. The warehouse would serve as a relocation and expansion of our existing e-commerce operations located at multiple locations in Georgetown. Our main facilities are on Governor Stokely Road, at the intersection of Bunting and Governor Stokely, behind Melvin Joseph's. And then we also rent several properties in the Route 9 Industrial Center, not far from this site. And basically, we have struggled to find ample space in Georgetown to accommodate our growing business in an efficient manner over the past several years. And we are committed to our roots in Georgetown and have not wished to seek space outside of the Georgetown area. The proposed facility will include product storage, shipping and packaging space, administrative offices, and equipment and materials essential to our daily operations. I own and operate several businesses that are interconnected by our commitment to quality and local integrity. So we do Freedom Farms, which is where we produce and package non-GMO garden seeds for local and national sales. As well as high quality hay for all manner of livestock and small pets. And then DIY Tool Supply, which is our flagship e-commerce business. We're selling both private label and name good brands through Amazon, Walmart, and other online platforms. And then of course, Breezabella Land Group, where we manage several rental properties, as well as over 100 acres of agricultural hay fields throughout the Georgetown area. And then our cattle operation, where we raise grass-fed, grass-finished beef, participating in local farmers markets. We sell those animals as quarters, halves, directs. We also make beef jerky and beef sticks that we sell both locally and nationally online. The main herd is on the property, is on this property on Park Avenue and Cedar, and they'll remain there. So on the map, The whole section closest to all the residential houses, that's the pasture. That's currently fenced in, and that's where the cows, their pasture runs the whole length behind all the neighbors. So it goes the whole way down. The length of the property is all fenced in. And then there's the roughly 40 acres of woodlands there. And again, that's why we selected those 10 acres opposite of our house that is on the property on the backside there. But that will continue. The cattle will stay there, and we'll keep that herd. We generally keep about 50 of our cows there. And then we also have, we keep some of our other cattle on Hardscrabble Road at the intersection of Shortley and Hardscrabble. Over there, we keep some there, and that's where we make a lot of our hay from. And then my personal residence on Pettyjohn Road, we also have some of our herd there as well. We currently employ 24 individuals. The vast majority are full-time. We offer health insurance, retirement plans, educational assistance reimbursement, and we anticipate by being able to do this that we're going to create many more additional local jobs as we expand. The warehouse will function as distribution and logistics hub, so basically we get trucks in from our suppliers, and we don't get a ton of trucks. Like, our average is maybe like less than 10 commercial trucks a month. So, you know, maybe it's not even one a day. It's like two a week on average for the most part. So we receive the truckloads in, we unload them, we begin to repackage them, relabel them, and then repalletize them. And then generally once a week, Amazon sends a truck, we load up the truck, they take it, and it goes to their distribution centers. So the bulk majority of our business is through Amazon's fulfillment centers. So if a customer orders it, they're buying it from us, but Amazon is the one who's doing the what they call the last mile delivery. So they're the one picking, packing, and sending it. We do a very small amount of that from our facilities. So it's generally we get UPS and USPS to our locations daily to pick up a handful of packages, but that's about it. So that's generally what we do there. And then the surrounding area features a mix of residential, agricultural, and industrial uses, including the nearby industrial warehouse facilities located just to the northeast of our property along Park Avenue. And the parcel is within Sussex County Developing Area, a designated growth area under the county's comprehensive plan, which anticipates and encourages commercial and industrial development, seeks to support employment opportunities, provides a strategic buffer between fully residential and industrial zone parcels. So we believe this conditional use aligns precisely with both the county code and the comprehensive growth plan for the county. Some of the benefits in the local area as we see it, the approval of the facility would offer several meaningful advantages, job creation, which we've discussed already. So we definitely anticipate adding local full-time positions across logistics, warehouse management, administration, graphics design with being online. A lot of our people are technically trained to build listings, promote content, and then fulfillment. Support for agricultural. So our operations is a big mix of it. Like I led off with saying, like our farm business, a lot of the products that we can push that are agricultural, but we push them on a national scale, whether it's hay for small pets, like rabbits and hamsters and things like that, that we grow here locally and then package and can ship them out across the country. And then the proceeds from the expansion help to sustain our grass-fed cattle operations and the seed production. And then we've also partnered with Russell White and Four Corners Farm to aggressively grow our position in the hay market, investing in new agricultural land leases for the production of multiple species of hay. And that is something that we do with inside there. So it seems silly, but we're able to take, like 50-pound bales of hay, we break them down into 1-pound, 5-pound packages, and we sell thousands of them, throughout. So that's a big part of what we would be doing here. So it's a mix of, our regular online retail things, and then also seeds. Our seed business is definitely the largest segment of our business overall, so we do a lot with that. Small business growth. We are a locally owned company, not a national chain, and this is a strategic and responsible expansion that remains in harmony with community values. We'll have minimal environmental impact with the private septic and well systems approved by DENREC and no hazardous materials on site. Our operation maintains a low ecological footprint. Traffic management, DelDOT has conducted that our traffic impact is negligible, and we are following their strict access requirements using what will remain of Cedar Lane. And I wanted to point that out. We obviously originally thought that it would be easiest to just have the entrance right on to Park Avenue, so it wouldn't bring stuff down there. But DelDOT decided that that wasn't the best flow for our traffic because of their completion of that project. They felt that it would be best if we came behind the existing single-family home that's on the property and then connect back into Cedar Lane, which is going away as part of their phase two. So that road kind of ends there. So we obviously originally just wanted traffic to go out, then it would be even less impact with traffic coming down towards the neighbors. We'll have orderly and quiet operations. Our hours are limited to 8 to 6, And there's limited weekend operations, no excessive noise, no outdoor storage. Enhancing county revenue, the expansion will generate additional tax revenue, helping to fund schools, infrastructure, and public services. We've obviously worked with DelDOT from the beginning, so our site plan was developed in close coordination with them and in response to their phase two Park Avenue, or their two-phase Park Avenue relocation plan. We will not proceed with construction until the phase two improvements, including the Cedar Lane rerouting, are substantially complete. So we'd be waiting for them to continue with phase two of the project to square all that away before we'd really be looking at breaking ground. Private utilities, due to the lack of public utilities in the areas, a well and septic system will be installed. DENREC has reviewed and approved the necessary septic guidelines. There'll be a stormwater management. It's a 22,000 square foot retention area that will be constructed during our phase one to manage runoff and prevent environmental impact. And in consideration of the airport, we have received approval from the FAA for the site as well. None of our buildings would be taller than the existing trees that are there. They would be lower than that. So for us, we would have a phase one of our project, and that would be the entrance development via Cedar Lane per DelDOT's guidance, the initial parking area, warehouse buildings one and two, the stormwater retention system, and the septic installation, and the DelDOT easement compliance. And then phase two would be in the future, where we would be building the additional warehouse buildings, extended parking, and the setback and screening buffers as shown on the site plan. And all the developments will adhere strictly to Sussex County codes, building requirements, and setback regulations. Our conditions of operations. So to minimize the community impact, we propose the following self-imposed operational standards. So normal hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Delivery and pickups are always between 9 and 4 p.m. on weekdays. There'll be limited weekend operations. That's only there because of the seasonality of our business. Sometimes we have to work on Saturdays, but it's no truck traffic. It's just employees. No hazardous material storage, no outdoor stockpiling or debris. We'll have security systems installed. We'll have designated dumpster areas and professional site maintenance and landscaping. So in conclusion, the proposed conditional use is strategic and responsible expansion of a locally owned business that has been in operation for nearly two decades. It aligns with the county's comprehensive growth plan, the intent of developing area zoning, and serves the best interests of the community by bringing jobs, preserving local agriculture, and enhancing economic opportunity. We've taken a careful and deliberate approach, working closely with DelDOT, DENREC, and our engineers to ensure that the proposed facility is safe, efficient, and respectful of the surrounding neighborhood. I kindly ask the committee to approve this conditional use application so that we may continue building a sustainable, community-minded business for Sussex County. Thank you for your time and consideration.
All right, sir, we appreciate your presentation. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
You did a nice job on your presentation.
Yeah. Thank you.
And who knew? We're sending hay all over the country.
I know, right?
Wow, crazy to me. I feel bad I didn't know that.
In 1 pound package.
In 1 pound package.
I feel
packages.
Like I need to buy some hay now. I don't know.
Is that like for the manger at Christmas time? Or?
Basically, it's small pets. It's crazy. Hamsters, gerbils, and rabbits, they eat a lot. And we grow really good orchard grass here. And that's the preferred grass for those small pets.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Just a few things for the record. So you said 8 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, limited weekends. Since it is conditional use, we have the ability to put conditions on it that, you know, would restrict that. You said sometimes on Saturday, so you would obviously then want Saturdays to be included with your normal work hours?
Like sure.
Same time, 8 to 6?
Yeah, that's fine. And I think the main distinction is that we don't have any commercial traffic on the weekends.
But you're still going to have people coming and
yeah,
going.
Yeah, there'll still be employees there, so, but yeah. No commercial traffic.
And nothing on Sunday?
Correct.
Okay. And then number of employees, I think you said you have 24 people. Is that just for this site or 24 people that you have employed now?
Well, we're split between some at Route 9 Industrial and some at Governor Stokely. So it's 24 total, but then we would be bringing them all. So those are our current employees. But by doing this, like immediately by doing this, we'll double our space just by buildings one and two. So we expect kind of right away to hire probably an additional 8 to 10 people pretty quickly.
Okay, so because this says for a distribution warehouse, but really your intent is to do the build out of all 7 units that you have here shown.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the parking spaces for, if you have 24 employees now, and that's for 2 buildings, then you're going to be doing all of the site improvements for to allow for the parking and stuff that you have shown.
Correct.
And that would, should be enough to. Okay. That nothing hazardous you mentioned?
No.
And nothing stored outside. It's all going to be in the warehouses. Correct. And then packed in. Yep. Okay, yep. That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Mr. Beers.
I agree with Commissioner Wingate. Great presentation, a lot of information. No questions, sir.
Okay. Collins?
I don't believe I have any questions.
Okay. All right.
Nobody else? None for me, thanks.
Staff? Counselor?
None for me. Just okay. I'll join you all. That's just an interesting business, one that's just sort of on the radar. You know, you just don't know that sort of thing's happening. So,
yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2395, Breezabella Land Group, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2395? Does anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.